This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy in Oklahoma, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, it's Jimmy.
Hey.
Good to talk to you again. Hey, listen, I can't agree with you more about that role model nonsense. And I'm watching that first game last night, and I remember when I was a kid, when Howard Cosell was on Monday Night Football.
Right.
And my father used to shut off the TV and put on the radio because he drove him crazy. Well, that's what I'm going to do every time Tessitore and McFarlane are on, because I can't watch a game with these two guys.
Really? Is it that bad? Because I'm on the air.
Terrible.
I'm on the air. I don't hear a word they say.
I mean, if Tessitore's not calling a fight, I can't listen to them. They're terrible. Oh, they're terrible.
Really? That's not the impression we've gotten from others. Like, so you're really, Mafia, is this not the first guy that said that? Because last night everyone was glowing about him.
Yeah, we had a couple of calls that liked it. I mean, I guess for the most people, going through a year of Witten doing it, anything's going to be an improvement.
The bottom line is they have changed the Monday Night Football booth so much since the glory days of Monday Night Football that, I mean, Monday Night Football no longer, in my opinion, the broadcast itself, it doesn't have respect because they've screwed it up so many times. They butchered it so many times. When they started putting Dennis Miller and all these people in there, they have literally butchered Monday Night Football. What they've tried to do is they've tried to replace Howard Cosell for 40 years, and they just can't do it. And they just have tried everything and everyone, and they have butchered it, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. So at this point, if two guys can just call the game without a lot of drama, we're okay with that. I really believe that.
Yeah, look, it's not the same anymore. It hasn't been the same for a long time. Listen, we know when it changed. When it went to ESPN and it left ABC, and NBC, because when NBC got the Sunday nights, that's when the Monday night package moved to Sunday night. The best game of the week went to Sunday night. Remember the Sunday night game on ESPN used to suck all the time, and it was the Monday night game that was good? It's not like that anymore. Now the Sunday night game is the marquee game, and ESPN gets the scraps on Monday night. Monday night football used to be the game of the week. It's not anymore. It's just, it is what it is, and it's on ESPN, and it's, like you said, at this point, you just want to watch the game without wanting to mute your TV. I mean, that's pretty much what it is for all these games now. I couldn't take it on Sunday. I mean, the guys that were doing the Bill Jett game, I mean, it was awful.
I think that I've always told people, because we're on the air, so I would never know. I don't listen. But I think that I've always tried to sell, watch the game and then tune them out and listen to us. I mean, there is clearly a difference between them and the show. So they call the game straight. That's their job. They're professionals. They have to, call the game, in a broadcast sense, classy and call it right and be focused on the game and nothing else. On this show, as you know, chaos rules and entertainment and fun and crazy and wild and outrageous and screaming and yelling and arguing and biting and spitting are preferred. And so I can guarantee you this is more exciting than them. I know for a fact it is. It's way more fun to listen to me on a Monday Night Football game on this show than listening to them, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, this is better. They're doing the gig. Congratulations. You got the big high-paying television gig on Monday Night Football that no one cares about anymore. No one really truly cares about it anymore. You know that, right? People, everything they tell you is a lie. So they tell you that everyone's watching. They spin the NFL ratings like no other. The NHL's the best at it. The NHL's never had a bad rating in their life. Every game they watch is up 12% from the year before. They have never once ever admitted that no one watches. And the reality is, in the true reality of the world, no one gives a rat's ass about hockey except a very small, niche portion of the world, which has included every one of us. So we are the suckers. Jay, Carver High, Mafia, and your boy Uncle Futrelli, we are the only hockey fans on the face of the earth. There are, you know, millions of hockey fans. There's hundreds of millions of football fans, okay? So I don't believe the television ratings that they sell you and all the rest. I don't think people watch Monday Night Football anymore. I think it's a dying breed. Monday and Thursday nights have become a painful thing for the NFL. Sunday is what matters. Monday and Thursday are just games so we can all chew it up and spit it out because it's never good. We haven't had – last night was the two best Monday Night Football games, and I thought the second game wasn't that good. The first game was the best –
first game was the money game.
That was the best Monday Night game I've seen in years. Okay, so Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, we've already decided last year emphatically that it's a disaster. Did we not?
Years we've decided.
Okay, so the league, just so you know, the league knows it's a problem, but they don't care. Anything that makes the players that unhappy makes the owners and the league happy. They love the fact that the players hate Thursday nights. They love it because they're at odds every day of their life, the NFLPA and the NFL.
Right, because that's going to be one of the things that they're going to say, oh, you don't want to play on Thursdays anymore? Great, we'll play 18 games.
That's right. So it's going to be a negotiating war. But you cannot deny that the numbers lie and that there are fewer people watching television. There's not literally television's in big trouble. Do you understand? Network television is in big trouble, horrible trouble. And for instance, CBS, they have changed the anchor on the evening news on CBS since Dan Rather like 10 times in 5 years. It's so embarrassing.
I don't even know who it is.
It's so embarrassing.
I don't even know who the last five
were. It's so. Nora O'Donnell is now doing it. And meanwhile, Jeff Glore did it for about 6 weeks. They gave him Jeff Glore. Great guy. And he's really talented reporter, but they put him in there. He looked like a little boy doing the evening news. He had like the big collar that was too big for his neck, the whole deal. But now they got Nora O'Donnell. They've had 15 hosts hosting it. They change morning television like you blow your nose. Here's what people watch. It's cord cutting, and they all watch binge television. They all watch streaming services. They all watch Netflix. They all watch Hulu. They all watch all these, you know, streaming. Am I wrong, Mafia? People don't even watch
I'm
network.
I'm cutting the cord.
Who watches network television anymore? I couldn't tell you what's on. Did I not tell you driving in a car the other night I saw a billboard for Jimmy Smits? Jimmy Ferrellin Smits. Let me just say, Jimmy, nice job. You have had the most brilliant career of hosting network television shows for 20 years, and every single show you're on sucks and gets zero ratings. You're the worst actor ever, but you get every job in the world. Is he not on a network television show every fall? Every fall he's on a new lawyer or hospital show or a cop show. Every year for 25 years, Jimmy Smits is all over my television.
That's you know, his niche.
He sucks. His shows suck. They all suck. Every show on television sucks. There's one good show on television now I heard. What is it called again? The one on NBC, Now and Again? What is it? The one you
this
watch?
Is us.
This is us. People love that. And that one, you know what that is? That's real life problems is what that show is. It's a drama that makes you cry all day. That's what people like. I'm telling you, television's finished. It's binge television and these streaming services that are killing everybody. And no one cares about Monday Night Football. Believe me. No one cares. Sports fans care. You know, the fat, drunk, loser, bong-smoking sports fan loves Monday Night Football because he's a fat loser and has no life. That's the guy. What? The guy eating a pastrami and a bowl of popcorn and the 12 beers. The guy calling me up going, Natty Light, Pharrell. That's the guy watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and that guy's in the minority now. So
you better believe he is. And the only reason I watch it in here is because I'm in here doing a sports show. I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
You have to watch it.
But I'm telling you, when I'm home, ask him. On weekends, I watch. I just watched 5 seasons of Green Arrow. I want to kill myself.
Who?
Trust me, it's better than network television.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.